Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is the show that gives you insights and resources on how to live a more courageous life. We'll be looking at men, the current state of masculinity, and how to create a more inspiring narrative for all men. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Well, as I was looking over my interviews to select for Tuesday's show, and with a monumental national election upon us, I sort of realized that none of them are particularly relevant to the moment at hand. So I decided to do a short format fire starter to give you something that felt a bit more timely. Also, I found that these interesting predictions of what one man thinks could possibly happen on Tuesday and its immediate aftermath. And we're all having these conversations right now, right? Around the water cooler and the dinner table. What do you think will happen? I thought I would read it to you, and I think those from the center of the political spectrum to the right side will be thinking along the same lines. Some of these predictions are a bit scary, not because they're doomer or grim, but because we all know that chaos can be frightening and unpredictable, and everyone is looking for solid ground right now, and there doesn't seem to be any other than your family, closest friends, and your two or three bedrock principles that you stand for. Anyway, this is from Health Ranger on one of my Telegram channels I frequent. It's not devolution or a Q-drop reference, as those come with a different lens. Many in the devolution and contingency government are calling a different game, and all of that is fascinating as well. I think we'll all know a lot more by mid-January. Hang in there. Anyway, from Health Ranger, he says, quote, "My best prediction, based on current knowledge, on Tuesday night, very late, technically early morning Wednesday, it's a Trump blowout, with Trump winning the obvious red states and all but two swing states, losing Virginia in particular. Electoral numbers exceed 310. Trump's team and Steve Bannon declare victory. X erupts in celebration. But the corporate media pushes back hard, refusing to call the states and saying it's going to take up to 12 more days for additional mail-in ballots to be counted. At this point, tempers flare, and the Democrats churn out counterfeit ballots and rerun the same ballots over and over again, just like they did in 2020, in an attempt to out-rig the overwhelming Trump victory. Within 2 days, they achieve it and produce wholly fraudulent numbers that appear to achieve a quote-unquote narrow victory in key states. The corporate media declares Kamala Harris to be the winner and try to shove another steel down the throats of the American people. But shocking evidence quickly emerges, likely from James O'Keefe's group or other groups that are keeping tabs on the rigging. Without naming names, a lot of wealthy tech people have a huge interest in Trump and Vance winning, and they have significant cyber teams preparing to monitor results and capture evidence of the Democrat rigging in real time, much like what Mike Lindell promised in 2020 but didn't really have. This time, the evidence is real and it is irrefutable. Strong legal action commences, and armed with this evidence, favorable court decisions take place, likely involving an emergency Supreme Court decision that vacates enough Democrat fraud to flip key states back to Trump. This process will likely take several weeks, pushing well into December, and there will be lots of civil unrest during this phase. In the end, the great steal turns into the great reveal as Democrats are handed a series of judicial defeats while their criminal election fraud is exposed. The Democrats, of course, claim a political coup has taken place and refuse to accept the results, and they begin to self-immolate. As Trump prepares to be sworn in, key Democrat vote cheaters exile the country and try to evade arrest, and Democrats in the House plot a desperate attempt to either eliminate Trump or invoke the 14th Amendment, neither of which succeeds. On January 20th, Trump is sworn in as the blue cities are plunged into chaos. The real fun begins. One possible variation is that Democrats never accept President Trump and they instead appoint their own president, Kamala or someone else, and only recognize that person and not Trump. If this happens, all hell breaks loose across the country, especially in sharply divided states like California, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado. Praying for peace, but I am expecting chaos, unquote, is how he ends it. To me, this does not seem that far-fetched, which is why I'm sharing it with you. The left will have their narrative coming from the globalist media, so you can just invert everything that I just shared with you, and this is exactly what they will be experiencing. In other words, the late ballot counting had Harris and Walz just squeaking out a victory. Trump, also known as Hitler, he's a power-mad dictator who's trying to take the legit election away from Harris Walz and all the social justice warriors who form their base. The Supreme Court, nah, they're not legit anymore because they kicked Roe v. Wade to the curb. Well, they actually kicked it to the states where it belongs. So let's get Antifa and the blue-haired Taliban and burn down the blue cities like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and others. There are also rumors of an impending blackout, and that can be harder to read the tea leaves on, can't it? Who is engineering the blackout? Deep state globalists or White Hat Military Alliance? It will be hard to tell at the beginning, and what role will Elon Musk's Starlink play, if any, in these final chess moves? No matter what comes at us in the coming weeks, let's keep our cool. We are seeing the desperate moves of a vicious fighter that doesn't want to let go. And the radical left with their media will insist that the one not letting go is President Trump. It is not. He is the point man for we the people, taking the hits. Remember, this is the crumbling of a corrupt empire that has used humans as chattel or property for hundreds of years now. We believe there is an emerging new paradigm that is coming into focus, emerging from the mists of disillusion and deception. The systems that are crumbling have been absolutely terrible for humanity. Up until recently, everyone was suffering from a sort of Stockholm syndrome. We were all used to the corruption, lies, graft, and theft. It was the water we swam in, the air that we breathed. Nobody could see a different world. That has changed now, and something else is emerging. A new partnership with new agreements, perhaps. I believe the tipping point has been reached. The events that will unfold in the coming weeks and months will be further evidence of this. Americans and humanity at large are emerging bloody and battered, but still standing. Believe me, I know it sounds a bit odd to root for destruction, but when you are speaking of an evil, corrupt, anti-humanity system, then so be it, I say. The tides of truth are destroying the castles made of sand that our whole quote-unquote reality was built on. We stand with clarity, hand in hand, and we welcome all who stand and witness this historical shift. Remember that your neighbors, no matter what their political orientation is, are also confused, mixed up, scared, and don't like change, and they really don't like chaos. The coming days will challenge all of us. If the left is freaking out, remember when you were triggered and freaking out. It has happened to us all. I will see you all on the other side of the election. I think some variation of this is going to play out, and there will likely be an X factor or two that comes into play. We're in the eye of the storm together, base campers. Hopefully, if there are blackouts, they are short-lived. Thank you. Stay safe. God bless you all. God bless America. And God willing, we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors, and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Base Camp for Men.